A local icon known as Dancing Bob just celebrated his 65th birthday on February 13, and to celebrate, a few of his closest friends held a celebratory dinner at Deja Vu Cafe in Moose Jaw. The story of Dancing Bob is unknown to some, even as his contagious positivity inspires many. Bob Pierce inherited the Regina-based Capital Electric motor repair business from his father, but as of this September, the shop will have been temporarily closed for 3 whole years. The reason for its closure is so Pierce can continue his mission of spreading positivity to those who need it most. The business, he previously stated, will remain closed until the COVID-19 lies are exposed and vaccine passports and masking restrictions are abolished. Beyond the pandemic years, which are now about 4 years on, Pierce said he continues to witness a social division that remains ever since the lockdown. His concern involves what he describes as a lack of freedom to hold your own opinions and to express yourself without the fear of a negative backlash. I was dancing for freedom from fear, and for the freedom of expression, he said at Deja Vu Cafe. Expressing positivity can become an addictive feeling. I can never get a higher high than the high I get from dancing, he stated earlier. Pierce has lived a hard life, but back in early 2016 he could never guess where an upcoming series of events would take him. In 2016, his wife of 34 years divorced him and left him alone without a place to stay. Since then, I've been on an emotional roller coaster, he admitted. October 12, 2017, was a significant day in Pierce's life. On that day he suffered a heart attack, but his trauma was by no means over. 4 days later, his mother Irene Pierce died on October 16, followed by the death of his mother's sister on October 19. Robert William Pierce died on the table that day on October 12, 2017, he said. Dancing Bob was born that day. Following this sudden turn, Dancing Bob woke up early on October 20 and walked for 20 kilometers. Dancing Bob is free-spirited and he's all about mutual respect, Pierce said. His continued inspiration to dance comes through the memory of his late mother, who he said taught him to dance while listening to music in the womb. Following this transformative period, Pierce would be forever changed by the pandemic years. Pierce volunteered at a Regina-based veterans project through the Wascana Rehabilitation Center prior to the lockdown. Funding for the program's Arts and Crafts Group ran out at the end of March 2020, which was just 2 weeks after the onset of COVID-19 restrictions. The resulting social isolation hit these veterans hard, and Pierce pointed out that, today, only 4 of the original 12 he'd visit are still alive. To a large degree, people died of loneliness, he said. It's very, very sad that that happened. With his shop now temporarily closed and his life forever changed, all Pierce could think to do was dance. He wanted to start the next chapter of his life by creating as much positive energy as possible. It was here, dancing alone in Wascana Park during a pandemic-era blizzard, that Dancing Bob was first discovered. Pierce is one of those rare people who never smoked, drank coffee, or used spirits or cannabis. He also refrains from refined sugar and is all about promoting a healthy lifestyle. He's willing to speak to anyone, granted they're willing to show him respect in return. When it comes to trauma, Pierce is sadly no stranger. If you don't forgive the past, you will project it onto the person you love the most, he warned. To face his own trauma, Pierce relies on the contagious nature of his positivity. Even if you have tsunami waves sent at you, you're going to float, he said with confidence. Pierce plans to keep dancing wherever he can, Wascana Park, Albert Street in Regina, and even the basement of his business, not to mention the odd visit to Moose Jaw, where he can typically be seen at the corner of Main Street North and Thatcher Drive. His mission is to keep dancing until he feels the community has been reunited following the lingering upset from the pandemic years. You won't find Pierce sharing his message on any social media platforms, however. This is because he describes social media as leading you down rabbit holes, and he prefers to talk face to face. You will, of course, continue to see him dancing on the street corners, busy intersections, and even throughout the odd blizzard as he continues to share his positive energy with the world.